Hello, world, and thank you for tuning in to Everything EHC.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show.
And now here is a guy who names all his video game characters Bjork. Your host, Maceo.
All right, here we are. This is day two of Everything EHC Adult Session Summer Fun Podcast. We're just going to kick it off again with a bunch of questions to one of our returning guests to Everything EHC from last year's memorable podcast. Who are you? What is your name? Where are you from? And how long have you been coming to camp?
I'm Ken Rossi. I'm from Santa Rosa, California, and this is my 44th year.
44th year. I remember celebrating 40 with you. We thought that was momentous.
Yep, we did. Remember that? 4 years.
But now you're doing 44.
Now I'm up to 44. Time's going.
Next year will be 45. Yeah, and you just love it up here, don't you, Ken?
I love it.
You've been coming a long time. I got some super fun questions for you. Are you ready?
All right. I was born ready.
Well, I like that. I like that. These first couple of questions are regarding Enchanted Hills Camp. Ken Rossi, what is your favorite daytime activity?
Boy, I don't really have a favorite daytime activity.
Can you ramble off some of the stuff that you love here in the daytime?
Oh, yes. I love archery, bowling. I love the nature hike. I love swimming. I love...
You just named all the things that we do here.
Oh, and the Audible Darts.
Audible Darts. Shout out to our rec leader this year who has returned from Australia, Tion, who often refers to Audible Darts as Audible Dots.
Audible Dots.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, so another question. When did you start packing for EHC?
Boy, when did I start packing for EHC?
Are you the night before packer or 2 months before packer?
I'm the night before.
The night before. That sounds about right. All right. What's your favorite EHC meal?
Actually, you're not going to like this one. I love all of them.
All of them. My goodness. This guy apparently likes camp.
I love camp. And I love food.
Okay, well then let's talk about some food outside of camp. Do you ever eat fast food?
Once in a great while.
Once in a great while. When you craving some fast food, where do you want to be taken? Where do you want to go?
Well, it's a toss-up. I love Burger King for their Whoppers.
For the Whopper? Flame-broiled.
Flame-broiled, of course. I'm thinking
what
fast
else? Fast food? Yeah.
Yeah, Jack in the Box for nice. Their egg. Breakfast burrito.
Oh, you got a little something specific from every fast food place. You got a little favorite thing, right?
Yeah, yep.
Taco Bell, what do you get at Taco Bell?
Their grilled stuffed burrito.
All right, Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Boy, I don't know if we still have one in Santa Rosa.
Oh, really? You haven't been there in a while, huh?
I haven't been there in a long time.
Gotcha.
To love their drumsticks, though, and their biscuits.
Oh, man, they have good chicken and biscuits for sure. We just got some the other day. Okay, so name some foods you don't like.
Raisins, dates, figs.
So you're okay with Brussels sprouts and broccoli, but you won't eat raisins.
That's it. Yep. I don't like sushi either.
Okay, sushi, I'm down with that. Why not raisins? That's such a random.
I don't know what it is, but I just don't like raisins.
Do you like grapes?
Yes, I like grapes.
But you won't eat the raisins.
I won't
or
eat
the
raisins.
Can I get some trail mix without raisins, please? Okay.
Go figure that one. Yeah.
That one made me laugh pretty hard. So you're going to sit down and have an adult drink. Are you going to drink a little beer or a little wine?
I don't drink.
Yeah, you're not the first person to ask answer that question the same way. Pepsi or Coke?
If I'm going to splurge on a soda, I mostly drink water, but...
Keep hydrated, don't you, Rossi?
Yeah, but if I'm going to splurge, I'll drink an orange soda or root beer.
Oh, good. Root beer is one of my favorites for sure, too. Good choices. Nice. Way to break away from the Coke or Pepsi question. I like it. Do you have a favorite television show?
Cops.
Oh, that's one of mine, too.
Film live on location by the men and women of law enforcement. All suspects are innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
Bad boys, bad boys. what you gonna do?
What you gonna do when they come?
I have been watching. I'll even watch reruns of Cops.
They're filming it in Santa Rosa. They started filming it in Santa Rosa in May, so keep an eye.
Nice. Yeah, I like Cops, too. There's a thing on Netflix called Under Arrest, which is Canada's version of Cops.
I saw a few of those.
And those are kind of fun too, because yeah. Canada treats their ball game going on up there.
It's a whole different ball.
Have you seen a movie lately that you enjoyed? Do you ever watch any movies? Audio description movies or anything?
Well, my favorite movies is Lord of the Rings.
Oh yeah, good choice.
I didn't like what they did to The Hobbit. I thought that same guy that made The Lord of the Rings would do a good job with The Hobbit, but...
You didn't like that so much? Yeah. You like the early Lord of the Rings, Fellowship, Return of the King, those ones, yeah?
Oh, yeah, I like The Hobbit. I mean, I've read the books.
Right.
I loved all the stories, but the movie guy did a really good... What was that? Who did those movies?
Peter Jackson
did a really good job remaking Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
But when he remade The Hobbit, he just threw some things that were not in the book.
Yeah. there was some controversial discussion about that.
Yeah, so he did a good job with Lord of the Rings.
Nice. I actually haven't seen those in a long, long time, and they are on Hulu at the moment. I was thinking about spending 55 hours or however long it is to watch those movies.
I love this. I love Star Wars a little bit.
Oh, I do too. I'm a Star Wars fan. Did you get to see the new Solo movie yet?
Not yet.
Not yet. It's pretty good. I enjoyed it. Very entertaining. Okay.
Sure, a lot different than the old Star Wars when it first came out in 76. They really took that story and made it. I love the Superman.
You like Superman?
Yeah, I like the
Superman. Is he your favorite superhero? What's your favorite superhero?
Superman.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Superman. I actually made a comment on Facebook. We're Facebook friends. Are you Facebook? Are you Twitter?
Don't do Twitter.
Do you do Instagram?
I'm still figuring that out.
Instagram, gotcha. Okay.
I have it. You know, I
you
have
just
it.
Haven't.
Gotcha. I haven't done it yet.
So we're Facebook friends, and I made a comment that I couldn't stop playing God of War.
Oh, I watched the walkthrough with the Rad Brad.
Yeah, and you commented on it. You knew exactly what I was talking about.
Oh, yes, because there's this guy on YouTube. His name is the Rad Brad, and he does a good job describing video games.
Yeah.
He's just playing the new Assassin's Creed that just came out.
Oh, so you keep up with that,
oh,
right?
Oh, I keep up with that.
Because I'm a video gamer, and you enjoy actually sitting and listening to walkthroughs of video games.
Oh,
is that
happening? That's what's happening.
That's very cool.
So you play a video game, so you must have played God of War, the latest one.
I am midway through it. I'm about halfway through. I'm taking my time because it's a beautiful game.
Yes, it is.
It's amazing.
I like the way that guy talks.
He talks like this.
He talks like this.
And he says, Atreus.
Atreus.
Son. Boy.
Son, boy.
Boy, what are you doing?
Boy, what are you doing? Head. Head.
Yeah.
Head, what are you, what, how did we get here, Head?
Yeah, because he carries the head around, that's right.
Yeah, he carries the head around.
you know what's going on, I like that. I also currently play Star Wars Battlefront 2 with my nephews who live on the East Coast.
That's a multiplayer.
That's multiplayer, and I've been, I just recently, I know it's an older game, but I recently started playing Grand Theft Auto 5.
Oh, I have that. Oh, yes.
Yeah, so those have been my games for a while.
Have you played the game yet? It came out earlier this year called The Way Out.
I have not played The Way Out yet. Oh. No, that's, I'll probably wait till that gets a little cheaper. I want to try it. I heard
it's like $15 according to Rad Brad, because Rad Brad played it with a friend of his. Because gotcha. you have to have a friend.
A friend, yeah, The Way Out.
Yeah, and it has a very interesting twist to that story.
I'm going to check that out. On your recommendation, I'm going to check out The Way Out. Yeah. That's awesome. We just had a great video game conversation. That makes me very happy.
Probably the first one in a 10
years. Yeah, the first one here for a while. Some of the teens like to talk about video games, but I think it's very cool that you have an interest in it and actually use it as a form of entertainment to sit and listen to what's going on. What else do you do something else too? Tell us You talked about it a little bit last year. You are a ham radio user, correct?
Correct.
And you told us what your call name is. What is it?
N6MSJ, November 6, Mike, Sierra, Japan.
Do you do that every day?
Yep.
Is there a certain time of the day, or you just enjoy having it on?
I just enjoy having it on, and then on Sunday nights, there's something called the Chicken Net over in Sonoma County. I get on that and talk. It's just a yappy, yappy.
Yeah, just a talk session?
Just a talk session.
Nice. Very cool. Very cool.
Then I have the radio. I pick up the police and ambulance on the same ham radio, gets other stuff. So
you have quite a bit of hobbies.
Yeah.
You're a hobbyist, as well as your painting and your art, correct?
Yeah,
are you still doing that?
Yes, I do that a little bit.
Then you go out with your community and you do sidewalk testing.
Yeah, sidewalk.
Check, 1, 2, sidewalk.
Sidewalk. Sidewalks and intersections, intersection designs, any safety issues. Does it give you enough time to cross the street? There's the ramps lined up right, which they're
right.
99%
right.
Not.
and they use you as a facilitator to figure these things out, correct?
Correct. And the big thing is, do they always listen to me?
Probably not, I would imagine.
Not a lot. Well, those Santa Rosa's pretty good. I mean, they're pretty susceptible.
Right.
But you get down to Petaluma or Rodent Park. A rodent park.
Yeah.
You have to twist a little harder on their arms.
But, gotcha.
But we did an intersection back in April, and they're actually going to fix it a little bit, although they're not going to do it all the way because I guess they're going to redesign it. So when they get the money, that's the other thing, the money, the city has to get money, they're going to redesign it.
Nice.
That was a crazy intersection. Too.
Gotcha, yeah. They're going to get it sorted out. You have a favorite song?
Oh, not really. I love lots of songs.
What was the last song that you requested at OJ Radio? Do you remember?
Put on a Happy Face.
There you go. I'm down with that.
Put on a happy face.
Are you a cat or dog person?
I'm not really an animal. I mean,
you like animals, but you're not either.
I'm not either.
Partial. You're impartial.
I'm impartial.
There you go. Okay. Got a couple of hard questions for you here to finish this round up. Are you having fun, Ken Rossi? This is super fun, huh?
I'm having a great time.
A little audio description here. I haven't talked about it too much on any of the other shows, but
great setup.
Yeah, that's what I was going to talk about is the setup. This year we set up a canopy right next to the lake. It's screened in, so we're comfortable. We put some curtains up so the sun doesn't shine directly in here. And we are facing the lake right now. I can see Tony and just Josh and some folks out on the island that is accessible by a bridge. There are people paddling. They're doing boating right now, Rossi. Can you hear them splashing around out there? Yeah.
And the boats is a popular activity right now. A lot of people.
Popular activity. It was really hot yesterday. It's a little cooler today. There's a breeze.
Goodness.
It's beautiful in here, isn't it?
Oh, this is great.
Yeah,
I love this thing.
Good. Okay, so there's your audio description for the 2018 setup here with Ken Rossi. We're going to ask him a couple of hard questions.
Summer 2018.
Before we wheel him off to his next activity. Right?
Yep. Yes, sir.
What are you going to do next?
Is it first or second period?
I don't even know. My schedule is goofed up because I don't have to keep track of time this year. It's 10:38, so let's see. It's going to be second period at 11, right?
Okay.
So we're in between first and second period.
Oh, okay.
So we'll have you set up for second period.
Oh, yeah.
Some hard questions.
Will I get the answers right?
What would you rate 10 out of 10?
I'd rate Enchanted Hills a 10.
There you go. That's what we were looking for.
Just right off the top of my head. I don't even have to think about that. Enchanted Hills, 10.
So I got another hard question for you here, Ken Rossi. What is, let's see. If you could make a rule that everyone has to follow, what would it be?
A rule that everyone has to follow? Be nice to people.
There you go. Be kind.
Be kind.
I like that. How could we regulate that? Can we get some be kind police going?
Get the be kind. Well, that has to come from the heart.
That's it.
It has to come from inside the person. But yeah, be kind.
A lot of that up here. A lot of being kind from the heart, huh?
That's it.
You got it. I got one more.
I think that would solve a lot of the stuff.
In the world, right?
Yep.
I agree. We're getting close to politics, so we're going to stop now. All right, Ken Rossi, I got one more for you here. What is your song title? That's a good one, right?
That's a good
What's
one.
Your song title? Can we just call it Rossi?
Yeah, I don't really have a song. I mean, no one ever did a song.
So if someone was going to write a song for you, what would it be called?
I have no idea. Like when you made the song with Linda Fonseca, did she come up with the name or you did?
I did.
Okay.
I did. And I like to use cool names. She has a cool name. You have a cool name. It just makes sense to me that a hit song could be called Rossi.
Rossi. Yeah, it has a ring to it. Rossi.
All right. Well, I hope you had as much fun as I did, Ken.
I had a great time. This
Good.
Is cool.
This is really fun. Been having a great time this year doing these with the campers. I got a ton more coming up. Not only in this afternoon, this morning, but in the coming weeks here at Everything EHC Year 2, 2018. Hello, EHC.
EHC's the place to be.
Thank you, Ken Rossi, for sharing with us. Always a great time having you in the podcast booth. I hope you have a great rest of your session, buddy.
I will. It's a great session. I'm happy to be here.
Good, good. All right. We'll be back soon. Maceo signing off until the next round of questions.
Peace out.
Peace out.